Sharks last.
It is 3-4. Let's go to the US now, where the death toll, tragically, from Hurricane Ian continues to rise. Kirk Clyte, good afternoon.
Tom, as the death toll from Ian, now at about 100, continues to grow, the blame game has begun, especially in the hardest hit city, Fort Myers, where officials waited too long to begin evacuations. The delay, according to the New York Times, an apparent violation of the meticulous evacuation strategy the county had crafted for just such an emergency. This afternoon, President Biden, now back at the White House after a trip to Puerto Rico to assess the damage done last month by Hurricane Fiona.
I'm determined to help Puerto Rico build faster than in the past and stronger and better prepared for the future.
In Puerto Rico, over 100,000 are still without power. This week, Biden will also visit Florida. And to think it started out as such a quiet hurricane season. Tom, not often the major celebrity story of the day comes from the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's basically the watchdog of Wall Street. Kim Kardashian has agreed to pay a fine of close to 2 million Australian for promoting a type of cryptocurrency token, Ethereum Max, on Instagram last year, without also revealing that she was paid close to 400,000 Australian to do it. Gary Gensler is the chair of the SEC.
In the securities laws, you have to disclose not only that you're getting paid, but the amount, nature of it. And this was really to protect the investing public.
Today, you certainly did not want to be keeping up with the Kardashians.